input your destination.
www.kiss100.com.
I'd like to introduce
the Kiss 100 podcast.
Well, taking it to church on the radio, Mary J. Blige on Kiss 100, Be Without You. I'm hearing you singing over here. Chris Brown is live in the building.
Yeah.
What's going on, sir? How you been?
I'm good. How you been?
I'm good. It's real good to see you back in the UK.
Oh, definitely.
You know, the whole crew here. Everyone's buzzing. The album over here is fantastic.
Thank you.
You know, we're going to get into, you know, we're just going to do everything.
Yeah.
We're going to do the full live story. What have you been up to since you left here? Because you came here, you did a showcase,
yeah,
right, for the industry guys. Everyone went crazy. Everyone was like, Chris Brown, he's gone. Where's he gone? But now you're back. What have you been doing? What's going on?
I've been basically, like, really just been on like, promotional tour back in the U.S. as well as, like getting ready for the album. The album hadn't came out when I first got over
here.
Right. So it just released in the States maybe 5 weeks ago.
Okay.
It's platinum already.
To go platinum.
A million. Yeah.
Wow. A million. You sold a million albums.
Yeah.
You need to just calm down, all right? Slow down.
So,
now, that's hot.
So it's been, like, we've been really just doing a lot of shows. Fortunately, me, Bow Wow, Sierra, Marion, Marcus Houston, Trey Songz, and a couple other artists, we're on, like, a tour for maybe, like, 2 weeks.
Okay.
We're on a little, almost like the Scream tour, but it was called We're Not Done Yet tour.
Okay.
It was dope. It was over. It was off the chain. I loved it.
That's fantastic, man. So what did you do for your holidays? What did you do for Christmas? What did you do for New Year's Eve?
I went home and got a chance to just hang out with my family.
Okay, back
just,
in Virginia.
Yeah, back
and
in
I'm
Virginia.
And I'm going to get this right. Tappahannock.
Yeah, you said it right.
Because last time I made a mess of that. I made a right mess of that. So it was nice to get home, kind of get out the machine and just take a break, right?
Yeah, definitely.
That's big. Chris Brown, live on Kiss 100. You're right to hang out for the whole show?
Oh, got to.
We're going all the way through till 9. You really want to take calls?
Yeah,
all right, let's do it. 0207 617 9100. You know, if you're single, you're female, anyone.
Even if you ain't single, your man ain't me.
Oh, you heard it. 0207-617. No, I love the way you did that. I love the way you did that as well. 0207-617-9100. You want to talk to Chris Brown live on Kiss 100. Call us. Let's go.
Listen to Jezwell on Monday to Thursday from 7. Kiss Alicia Saturday night from 5. Kiss 100.
Hey man, who's mocking my accent up in here?
I'm mocking your accent.
Do it again, do the British accent.
I'm mocking your accent.
What would you like to drink?
Water.
You hear what I have to put up with? This is Chris Brown. That's who you're listening to on the radio station right now. Chris, give your website out. People want to find out a bit.
ChrisBrownWorld.com and JiveRecords.com.
Oh, there's two?
Oh, yeah. So Jive Records is like the big label I'm signing, so you can check like other artists out, including me.
And what's going on the website? What can they do? What's
the
on
website?
There?
Y'all can check out both of my videos. You can check out Run It and Yo. As far as like you can go on, you can play. I think you can like email me and stuff like that and talk to me, chat.
So they can kind of get a little two-way thing going on there.
Oh yeah, you
are. Last time you were here, you were saying you did some of the treatments and stuff. Tell me about the video again. Take me through that again with Jules Santana.
Yeah, this video was crazy. We got a chance to actually sit down and really think about an idea for the video, and I actually wrote the treatment for it. And I really wanted to do something that was different, like have everybody sneaking into a school and just dancing, having fun, like showcasing their talent as well as hooking up with girls and things like that.
Okay.
So Juelz, he's always been a fan of having fun.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So it was never work. It was always fun to us.
And how kind of in control of that whole situation were you, or are you? Were you like calling the shots and stuff? Because when you're saying you're doing the treatment, what do you mean by that?
The treatment, like writing the whole idea for the video, the vision of the video.
Okay.
Almost like you're directing, but you're actually just writing the whole idea and concept. Like when somebody like writes a movie,
yeah.
When like you do a movie, they have the idea for the movie and they write the movie.
Getting the album right now, you got a hot single, right,
yeah,
to start with. You got Run It. And then the next thing, you're in control of the video. I mean, like, that's crazy.
Yes, it was great. It was a great opportunity for me. I was really excited.
Okay, that's hot. We're going to take some calls real soon, right? You happy to do that? 0207?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
617-9100. Now, what I want to do is I want to play Run It, but I want to spin the remix.
All right, for sure.
Because when you were here before, you were talking about, well, we might be doing it with Bow Wow, Jermaine Dupri.
Yeah, yeah. So me and him got a chance to really hook up and vibe off each other. And Jermaine Dupri had made the beat. We chilled together and things like that. And so we came together and it was hot.
Okay. Well, let's listen to it, right? Chris Brown, debut single Run It. Not just Run It, but
the
remix
with Bow Wow
on Kiss 100 London.
Connect.
Input your destination.
www.kiss100.com.
I'd like to introduce
the Kiss 100 podcast.
Jezwell
and Chris Brown.
Big record, big record, Chris. We're loving that.
Yeah.
Debut single and a remix already. A hot video. I mean, you know, just calm down. I've told you this once tonight, all right? Just calm yourself down. Listen, that is really good. I want to get into some more tracks on the album.
Oh, for sure.
But tell me about some of the people you've worked with on the album, some of the other producers and stuff.
Of course, who did that remix right there? Jermaine Dupri. I mm-hmm. worked with Scott Storch, who did the original Run It.
Okay.
I worked with Andre and Vidal, who did my second single, Yo. I did who else? Jazzy Faye, Kool okay. and Dre,
Calvin
Jazzy
Puzzle.
Yeah.
I bet he did that in the song, right?
Yeah.
I knew it.
Calvin and Ivan, Brian Cox, the Underdogs. It's been a great experience.
That's just a hell of a lineup.
Yeah.
Anyone you think, oh man, I would have loved to have got that person to work on it. I would have liked, you know.
Nah, not really. This album, I'm glad that I work with the people I work with this album because it gives me a chance to expand on the next album. Like
okay.
maybe with Pharrell, maybe with Kanye, maybe with Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis and things like that. So
I want an exclusive right
oh
now.
Oh, yeah. We'll give you one when we start working.
Don't just be nodding heads. Give me some names. I want names.
Give you some names.
Who's lined up for that second album?
Oh, yeah. We got Pharrell lined up. We got
Definitely?
Yeah, we got Pharrell lined
up.
Wow.
Yeah, so you haven't told anybody else that, right?
Uh-uh. Scott Storch definitely getting back on the album.
Incredible.
He's staying on the album. If it ain't broke, why fix it?
I like that. It's London's Kiss 100. This is Jezwell and Chris Brown. We're going to be taking your calls. Don't worry. The switchboard's kind of jammed. You've jammed it up again.
Yeah, because they calling too much. You know what I'm saying?
If you got a ringtone, stay there. Chris is going to get to you during the records. I want to get into what is going to be your second single.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah, produced by Andre and Vidal. This song is great.
What's the story behind it?
The story behind it is basically like, I know in the States, they might do it out here, but in the States, a lot of dudes like tend to disrespect ladies and be like, yo, come here, girl, come
Look,
here.
No. I told you this last time. Wagwan.
Yeah, Wagwan.
See? Wagwan. I told you that before. Wagwan. We don't say, yeah, just like, Wagwan, London.
Yeah. So
you got to do a UK remix.
Oh, yeah, I got to do it. Yeah, definitely. I'm going to get one straight for the UK. And plus on this album, the new album that's coming out, we got some exclusives just for the UK. So
wow.
if a lot of people got the American version, y'all might want to get the other one because we got some extra songs and bonus songs for y'all.
Oh, that's great. And that album's out on the 6th
of
February.
Yeah.
So they got to go second single. We're going to play the American one, but I want that UK remix.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Wagwan, excuse me, miss, that kind of thing.
Oh,
all
yeah,
right?
Yo.
The Kiss 100 Podcast. Jezwella meets Chris Brown.
You heard that version with Avant before, Chris?
Nah, that's my first time, man. That's dope. I like that.
It's nice, right?
Yeah.
We should get someone up on the phones later
oh, yeah.
to sing that.
Oh, yeah, they have to.
I don't think anyone can. I don't think anyone can do it. You think they can?
I don't know. That song is dope. That song is a difficult song to sing.
It's got a lot of difficult harmonies and stuff. Listen, Chris Brown is live in the studio right now. This is Jezwell. I'm on Kiss 100. Got a lot more music to come. We've got Grand Theft Audio, but I want to get into another track off the album.
Yeah.
Young Love.
Yeah.
Like I need to. What's it about? I think the title kind of
yeah, it's like Young Love is like the teenager's anthem. So everybody listening to it, I'm saying it relates to everybody, but like teenagers especially can relate to it because it's about situations that every teenager goes through.
Okay. Yeah. And you know what I want to do right now? Because you know every singer can do it in the studio. You know what I mean? You got all the little magic kits.
Yeah, you got all the fake stuff and everything.
Can you do it live?
Can I do it live? Oh, yeah.
You want me to drop this beat down?
Yeah, you're going to have to drop it
silent.
Down.
London's Kiss 100. This is exclusive.
We're going to do a little bit of it. We're going to do tell me what's the definition of love. Seems like everybody thinks it and figured it out, but every time they fall up in it, they fall out in and out it again. Tell me how they gonna know about us. Telling me that we ain't even been around long enough. We can prove them wrong.
Hold on. My manager was about to start singing on the mic. I had to stop. We were gonna get her to do BBs.
No, sing, please.
Young Love.
Oh, no. Oh, it's Oliver Twist.
Oh, please.
Chris.
Young Love.
You listen to London's Kiss 100. That's Chris Brown singing live.
Yeah.
Album in stores, 6th of February, self-titled Chris Brown. Check this track out. It's hot.
Monday to Thursday from 7. Kiss Alicia, Saturday night from 5. Kiss 100.
Young Love.
Go ahead.
You're my young love.
Chris
yeah.
Brown.
Like
young that.
Love. Oh. Young Love. Yeah. young love. See a little something. I always sing on the mic, so you know what I'm saying.
You got that little fiend in you. Saw the red light come on. You were like, get me at it, man.
Let me sing.
Get that up there. Chris Brown, check the website out while you're listening to the show right now. What's the web address?
The web address, chrisbrownworld.com. Make sure y'all check that out.
Is that real official?
Yeah.
Like web address. Chris Brown, the album is in stores on the 6th. I want to play something brand new. You know about Neo, right?
Yeah, that's my homeboy. Actually, my manager signed him.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. We took a little business afterwards. Okay.
Hold on, but weren't you playing like a remix? Though you was playing a remix earlier.
Oh yeah, I was just playing it here in the studio.
I heard a little something. I want to hear that. That's dope.
Oh, I don't. I mean, I was gonna play the regular version on the radio.
You can't play the remix.
You want me to play the remix?
Yeah, I want you to play the remix.
I'm gonna get in mad trouble. You're gonna ride it for me if I get trouble.
Yeah, I'll be like Chris Brown told him to play it. I moved on out the way. I'm playing it myself.
All right, let me get into this. Brand new, fresh, and upfront music first on Kiss 100. This is Neo, So Sick, featuring Doctor.
The Kiss 100 podcast. Jezwella meets Chris Brown.
You realize how much trouble you got me in? Yeah, you laugh. I've got to work here tomorrow.
I had to hear that though.
All right, that can you just say sorry, Christian?
Sorry, Christian, my fault.
There you go. It's just head of music gonna nag me, you know?
Yeah, man. It's just like I like to hear the UK artists because they like I like that. Like I always love the accent, so I like to hear the accents and stuff. So we might have a UK remix though. I'm trying to see if I can get one.
We get that hooked up, right?
Yeah.
That's cool. London's Kiss 100, Chris Brown is here all the way through the show. So we're going to get some more records on. I've got Hound Dolls, all that kind of stuff on the way. Just want to touch on the single, Run It. What date is that out?
January 30th. January 30th.
Should have made a song about that.
Yeah.
And let me talk about TV stuff. You did a TV show and stuff recently,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, show called One on One.
Okay.
Yeah, I actually played the role of myself. But a cocky version, like a real arrogant version, trying to be suave with whack pickup lines.
Okay.
But like it was good, but it was like my first acting role. It was all about me learning certain lines and different things, just a learning experience for me. So I think I did good for my first acting role.
You see yourself doing more TV?
Definitely more so movies than TV.
Movies? You want to get into movies? Okay.
Yeah, I got a couple scripts I'm looking at. Yeah, I'm looking at some scripts right now.
You know what? I've got to say something. I don't like the way your manager, whenever I hit on something that there's obviously a story to, she goes,
Nah, she don't cut it back. She just come goes, on. Oh, yeah.
Tina, movie scripts. What's going on?
He has movie scripts.
Yeah, we got a movie.
I haven't said yes to anything yet, but he's
who with?
I can't say that.
Oh, man, I want a real big exclusive right here. Chris Brown's going to be in the movies. We need to know right now who with.
But we don't know who we're taking.
We don't know what movies we're going
to
go with.
Which one we're going to go with, and then it's wrong and we don't do it.
Okay.
Tina said she gonna email you right away when we find out.
Yeah, I'll let you
I know see. Tina's emails, they never get to me because she's always in Japan. Anyway, sorry, we're digressing. Alright! Chris Brown, look, we're live on air. Let's wait. Chris Brown, the album is out real soon on the 6th. The single's out on the 30th. You're hanging around, we'll come back with you any minute.
Connect.
Input your destination.
www.kiss100.com. I'd like to introduce
the Kiss 100 podcast.
London's Kiss 100, Chris Brown. Honored to be here, man. We're loving your work. We're loving the album. We've got the album right here. We're going to play a whole load more tracks later. I want to get into some phone calls right now.
All
right. Are you sure you're cool for this?
I'm real cool. I'm real cool.
I mean, I could ask anything.
Yeah, anything.
Absolutely anything. Whoever's on the phone line right now to Kiss, talk away. You're live to Chris Brown on the radio.
Hi, oh my God, I can't believe this Chris Brown. I'd like to say that I'm such a big fan of yours, and I really, really think you're so fine.
Thank you.
What's your name?
Faduma.
Okay, where are you calling me from?
From Harrow.
All right, you got any questions for Chris then?
Yeah, how did you get so talented?
How did I get so talented? Thank you. I guess just hard work and dedication.
Oh my God, you're so good. All my friends think that I'm crazy, but I really, really do like you.
Thank you. Oh, they think you crazy for liking me?
Yeah, because I'm like totally obsessed.
Oh, you're obsessed?
Wow. Yeah, we're obsessed, but like, I'm always like watching your videos and stuff.
Oh, that's what's up. Thank you, baby.
So when's your video? I mean, when's your album coming out?
The album comes out in the UK February 6th.
Oh, I'm so buying it. I'm the first one to buy it.
Buy two copies.
Definitely.
Don't just buy one. Buy two copies, all right?
I'll buy five.
Oh, thank you, baby.
Okay.
She's working it. Is she on the street team or something? What's going on there? Listen, thanks a lot for your call, okay?
Hi, thank you.
Let's take another one right now. Live on London's Kiss 100, you talk to Chris Brown. Let's go.
Hiya.
Hi, who's that?
It's Alex.
Okay, let me put you through to Chris Brown. Say hello.
Hello. Oh, my God.
How you doing?
Oh, my God, Chris, is that you?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Probably on topic. Oh God, you are fabulous. Oh my God.
Thank you.
Have you got a question for him?
Yeah. How did you get famous? Like, how did you get so quick famous?
How did I get famous so quick?
Yeah.
Basically, like, hooking up with the right producers and writers and meeting a talented manager and hard work.
Oh, right. Chris, my mom loves you.
Oh, your mom loves
you? Yeah, she loves you.
Yeah, the album comes out February 6th, so make sure y'all go get some copies.
Hi, Chris.
How you doing, Mom?
Yeah, what's up, Dad?
What's
hey, Chris. Oh, you are brilliant.
Thank you.
We love you.
Thank you.
Have you got another question for Chris while you're on the line, Mum?
Yeah. My daughter wants to be a supermodel.
A supermodel?
What she can do.
What she can do, like, take her to, like, the local photo, like, photo place, get some, like, headshots of her.
And well, she has too many photos. She's a beautiful, stunning girl. She's very oriental.
I'm sensing a bit of a hookup thing trying to be put on you right here. I like that. Listen, thanks a lot for your call, all right?
All right, you take care.
Take it easy.
Thank you.
Bye.
We're going to take some more calls real soon on KISS. 0207 617 9100 if you want to talk to Chris.
The KISS 100 podcast. Jezwella meets Chris Brown.
KISS 100 London then. All right, we're going to take these calls, Chris, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Are you comfortable with this?
I'm real comfortable.
All right, let me take line three. Line three, hello?
Cherie.
Cherie, you're through to Chris, man. Have a chat.
Thank you.
She said, thank you. How you doing?
I'm okay.
You good? You chilling?
Yeah.
Do you have a question for Chris while he's on the radio to you right now?
Yeah, how did you start becoming into the musical business?
How did I start?
Yeah.
I actually started singing when I was like 11. And started really singing when I started really like pursuing my career when I was 13, recording with like local producers and things like that. Then I hooked up with my manager, and from there I was hooked up with a label.
Cool.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
All right, listen, thanks a lot for your call, okay?
That's all right.
Okay. KISS 100, you're through to Chris Brown right now. What's your question?
Oh, my babe, I'm so excited. I would just like to say, how did you like make it properly into the business?
How did I make it properly into the business?
Yeah.
Working hard and dedication, babe.
Okay.
And focus.
And yeah, being focused on the ladies.
Okay.
Whoa. Listen, thanks a lot for your call, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. Hi, KISS 100. You're through to Chris Brown live on air. Who's this?
Holly.
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 Let's have a chat with Chris, man. Let's go.
Okay.
Holly, talk away. He's yours.
Oh, hi.
What's up?
Is that him?
Yes.
Yeah, that's me. She's like, that him? She sounded disappointed.
You've upset her. She's taking that album back to the shop. No, she's not. No,
hello?
She's not.
Well, I think you're a brilliant, brilliant singer and everything.
Thank you.
Can I quickly sing you a song?
Can she sing you a song?
Can you sing me?
Yes, please.
Oh, yeah, do your thing.
Okay.
It's London's KISS 100 right now. This is Jezwell and with Chris Brown live. Are you ready to sing this song, girl?
Okay. I don't want to go another day, so I'm telling you exactly what is on my mind. Seems like everybody's breaking up and throwing their love away, but I know I got a good thing right here. That's what I say.
Whew, that's hot. I like that.
Thank you.
What did you think, Chris? What do you think of that?
I liked it. And it takes a lot of guts for somebody to sing to somebody, so I respect you even more.
Thank you. You're really fit.
She likes you too. There you go. Listen, thanks a lot for your call, all right? Chris, we're going to come back with you, take some more calls real soon. 0207 617 9100. It is KISS 100, and Chris Bount is here live.
Listen to Jezwell on Monday to Thursday from 7. KISS Alicia, Saturday night from 5. KISS 100.
Yes. London's KISS 100. Man, Chris, thank you again.
For
second
sure, man,
time
for sure.
through
thank
here.
Thank you for having me here again.
Album out on the 6th.
Yes,
the
make sure y'all go get that.
It's a big album, man, and the single out on the 30th.
Yeah.
Okay, what else is going to happen between now and then?
I'm really going to come back. I got to come back out here for doing a lot more shows. I really want to do a lot more shows. I'm loving the scene out here.
Okay.
Like, I missed, when I went back to the United States, I was like, yeah, I can't wait to go back.
Get back to London.
Yeah, because it was fun. It was actually a great experience and something new, but I was, like, used to it, kind of, because it's very similar to the United States. Very similar.
Gotcha. Yeah, okay. And if people want to keep up to date with those tours, with new records coming out, what's the website one more time?
Website chrisbrownworld.com.
Chris, thank you.
Because it's my world.
Thank you so much for coming through. through Kiss, man. We're going to keep playing that record.
Thank you.
Connect.
Info to your destination. www.kiss100.com.
I'd like to introduce
the Kiss 100 podcast.